for Low Par radio show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just call to say.
Upwards, onwards, inwards, outwards.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, man, a big show. Our last show for a couple of weeks as well, Ollie. We're having a couple of weeks off.
Mid-year break. Last show for a while, but also,
Jeez,
Tom,
we deserved it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We've worked hard.
And we've got so much to come, Ollie. We're going to get in the pondering pond for Deep Thought of the Week. We also have someone from Vice coming in, talking to us about the psychology behind why people commit crimes. Yes. And coming up, Ollie, I'm going to get you to say the words, "I told you so."
Ooh. Oh, I don't reckon I will. But Tom, it's a sad day for this show because our producer, Bell, part of the team for 18 months, is leaving us.
Yeah.
This music is far too fun for what I'm trying
to convey.
So what I want to do, Tom, is I want to pay a bit of tribute to Bell, our producer, to her last show. This is more appropriate. But don't let this music do the talking, Tom.
Okay.
I've actually organised for one of Bell's favourite bands and one of Triple M's favourite bands to do a tribute.
What?
A goodbye song, if you will. A fare thee well for Bell.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing stuff. I've heard a bit of the song already. And we'll play that up next. And I guess we'll hear from Bell as to, you know, how she's feeling. I'm guessing.
By the way, producer Bell, how many times do you reckon she'll cry by the end of the show?
You'd have to say, I'd say at least three.
Three? Yeah. I'm going to say four. I reckon there's definitely...
Four separate cries.
Yeah.
She's a young girl. She's done a good job.
And our mate Martin's saying five.
Is he?
Yeah.
God, we better get working then. This song up next, I reckon we'll have a good chance of making her cry.
Oh, a big song coming up for our producer, Bell. This is Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Something so strong, crowded house. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Last show for a while. We're off for a couple of weeks. We still have an expert on violent crimes coming in from Vice very soon. And I'll make Ollie say those words, "I told you so."
But right now, we're joined by our producer, Bell, for one of the last times ever.
Oh, producer
one
Bell.
Of? Bell, how much do I get to come on tonight?
A lot.
Well,
great.
No, maybe twice if you're lucky. But it depends how much you cry, because Tom's betting you're going to cry at least four times tonight.
Definitely.
Yeah, I kind of thought I was, and then now, I don't know, it's like I can't cry. I think
it's been 18 months, Bell, you've been on this yeah. show, and so, you know, yes, we've been a bit mean to you sometimes, and people say,
stop. U-M. Doesn't stop, does it?
It never
nope.
ends.
Will you still play that after I'm gone?
100%.
Oh, that's just weird then.
I'll also play this game. Bell spells. Because you're so shit at spelling.
But Bell, we've got a huge band of Triple M, has got together back in the studio.
It's insane.
It's almost like
a
return to the studio. What would you call it?
It's like a reunion.
A reunion. That's what I'm looking
for. I can't believe we're able to sort them, but
Have you heard of a band called AC/DC? I know you're very young. Akadaka, maybe.
I know what you've done here now.
What have we done?
Maybe
what
you
have
just got. No, what? Well, I don't want to ruin the gag.
But you've worked it out. You're streets ahead, aren't you?
Well, here's what we've done. We've got Akadaka back in the studio, and they've actually written you a song to say goodbye to you. I mean, most of your job is, of course, as a producer, answering the phones.
Behind the scenes stuff, you know, writing the whiteboard, writing the meeting minutes.
Sometimes we'll say pack up your desk, that kind of thing.
Oh,
what else do you do?
What else? Desk. You're going to struggle so much.
Okay,
man.
Let the song explain what we're saying here.
She's been busy taking calls, making sure that you're not drunk or high. Writing words, spelling sucks, an IQ score of 95.
Just below average.
Don't be angry, don't be sad. Make sure your desk is packed up too. Sexy voice, heavy mouth. Hand back your passes, we sing to you.
We got it, she's great.
We're saying goodbye to Bell. We're saying goodbye to Bell. We're saying goodbye to Bell. Say bye to Bell. Ooh, yeah. Goodbye, Bell.
There we go. Cry number one. It's happened.
What do you want to say, Producer Belle? I mean, you're crying pretty heavily here. You going to say goodbye?
Yeah, it's better than anything I thought you guys were doing.
Well, this is your time to shine. These are your last words. Go for it.
Oh, shit. That was really nice of you guys.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
What do you want to say to us personally? Like, you know, obviously it's been a big part of this show. Oh, hang on, wait.
Everybody now.
Hey, Belle. Belle. Try to sing Highway to Hell. Everyone's singing along in their cars.
Oh, what?
What?
To Triple J.
Oh, gross.
Oh, Tommy.
Come on, you hipster. Disgusting. Oh, you fool. Gross music. Oh, that's from Triple J.
Never call again.
Say that.
We can say what we want, mate.
Which part?
We don't have a producer anymore.
Yeah, it's not my problem.
Anyway. All right, goodbye. See ya.
Thank you. It's right, very you nice.
Go answer the phones.
Seriously, any last words?
I still hate you.
Oh, sorry. I faded you down there. Oh, sorry, mate. No. See you later. You with Tom and Ollie. Oh, Jesus.
He faded himself down.
Yeah, you will be Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Up next, I'm going to make Ollie say, I told you so. It's Pretty Fly for a White Guy, The Offspring. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Have you left a violent past behind is the question we'll be asking soon.
Yeah. And of course, there'll be a few more Belle commiserations in the show. And if you want to go on Instagram or Facebook, you can see a compilation, you could say, Tom, of the best of Belle.
Our producer, that is.
Yeah, our producer. It's a video compilation set to the song of Goodbye, My Lover, Tom, which you chose. And a few weird connotations in that song. But anyway, check it out yourself.
Hey, that's fine. That's fine. Ollie? I just want to hear you say it.
I don't know what you're talking about here. I know what you want me to say.
I mean, I'm supposed to be saying it. I'm going to be saying this.
Oh, you're saying...
I'm going to be saying
I told you so.
I'm going to be saying, I told you so.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's how that saying works.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to listen. Headphones are going off.
What do you mean? No, I need to tell you, I told you so. They're the four words that you're going to hate to hear right now. All right, let's go back.
Okay, what
let's
is this?
Go back.
What is this about?
Go back to your birthday, mate. What did you receive for your birthday from a whole bunch of friends?
I received an excellent Garmin smartwatch. It's like a 735.
No, that's not true.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not excellent, is it?
What, are you going to have a Garmin on air? Are you on a national show? You're going to bag Garmin, you D-head.
Oh, mate, you can go for Garmin as much as you like.
Go Garmin. No regrets.
Are you sure?
No regrets,
you
Tom?
Sure you don't want it to get... The Apple a watcher?
Well, the watch might be all integrated into your phone and brouhaha, good on ya. Yeah. You and Malcolm Turnbull and the rest of the D-head crew.
And just the largest gathering of health data in the world to give you accurate statistics.
Mate, my watch gives my heart rate.
Yep.
And it
accurately or?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
how would you know?
Well, the Apple Watch has been said to have the most accurate wearable heart rate monitor that goes on your wrist.
Well, I assume it's accurate. Let me just say this. Today I went for a swim.
Yep.
I like the Garmin.
Yep.
More than the watch because
if
I swim for 1.5K, my watch says I swam for 1.75K. So I'm going to take that as a win. And thank you, Garmin, for the bonus points because I appreciate the slight miscalculation.
Ollie?
No regret.
I told you so. I told you so. What? I told you to get the Apple Watch.
I will admit there have been a couple of times.
Just say you're right.
Where I have mildly regretted
not
getting the watch.
Yep.
The Apple Watch, because you do brag about it. Although you're very biased, how can I trust you? So I will not say anything further than that. I will not say those four words.
You're going to say no regrets.
Is it those? Is it binary?
Oh,
it's those two
it?
Options, is
it's
it?
It's fun. So it's either, there's it's some either, regrets, are there?
Well, it's either I admit that you're right in saying I told you so, or I say no regrets.
Yeah.
What if it's somewhere in the middle?
This makes me so happy. Look, here's what I thought right now. 133353. We have questions.
Yeah, good. Move on. I'm not going to say it.
I told you so's. They're fun. Being the person who gets to go, I told you so, is the best. 133353. If you've had to say I told you so, give us a call. I'm thinking things to do with holiday bookings. I'm thinking things to do with gift giving. I'm talking products to buy. 133353. I told you so's. Imagine an I told you so with, I don't know, your mate's partner or something. That's a big I told you so.
Oh, like you date someone and then you go, nah, they're no good. And your friend goes, mate, they're good for you. Give another shot.
Minutes
and
later, you get back divorce. I mean, minutes.
I was going to a positive story about they get together and they say, I told you so, it was a good thing.
No, I'm going for the one that had a horrible, horrible partner. 133353. Oh, I told you so. Give us a call. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Bad case of loving you, Dr. Robert Palmer. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Probably the number one development show.
Probably.
Oh, you know.
Most likely.
Most likely. We'll get Vice in here pretty soon. You know those guys from Vice talking about turning around violence and the psychology behind violence.
Yeah, well, they're exploring the reasons why people get violent, how violence exists and why it happens. It's pretty full on. But keeping it light right now, Tom, with I told you so.
Yeah, 133353. I told you so. Oh, it's fun saying I told you so. Just like I'm saying to Ollie after he didn't buy the Apple Watch, he went with some other inferior option.
You were actually grumpy my whole birthday because I was given the Garmin watch and you were saying he should have got an Apple Watch because you're obsessed with Apple.
I don't know what you're talking about. And I don't know why you give me the nickname Tom Petty.
It's very clear for most people who know you, even a slightly small amount, they'll know that you're a petty man. The Garmin is fine, Tom. I've got no issue with it.
Yeah, fine.
It does tell me to
it's
move
not excellent,
when
though,
I've been sitting on my couch for 10 minutes. It says move, which I don't love that, but what can you do?
Olivia, I told you so.
Hi. Yeah, I told my brother when he went to New Zealand to get travel insurance because he was going on a skiing trip with his mate.
Oh, definitely.
To get some health insurance, and he didn't, and he ended up breaking his leg.
Ooh, how much out of the pocket?
I believe it was like 3,000 or so at least.
Because getting ambulances down from the mountain is very hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did he get ambulanced or helicoptered or anything?
I think he just kind of had a beer and sat down at the hostel and was very strained about it, really.
Beer's like $8, way cheaper just to have a beer.
Oh, mate, you always have to après ski.
Après ski.
Always après ski.
I usually go an Aperol Spritz après ski. So.
Is that a plug? Did you just do a plug?
No, I just like Aperol Spritz.
Oh, right.
Aperol Spritz.
That's Aperol's new type of blend of an Aperol Spritz and a pretzel.
Horrible blend, but still good marketing.
Warren?
Yeah, mate.
I told you so.
Yeah, mate. My daughter wanted to play football.
Yeah.
And I said, no, you're going to get hurt. My wife said, nah, she'll be right. Yeah. Three games in, she broke the second, third, and fourth toe. Oh. And you know what I said to her?
What?
I told you so.
Yeah.
Yeah. She should have never played AFL, should she?
No, never. Nah. I told her.
Man sport. Don't encourage your daughter to play sport, mate. Good call, Warren.
Oh, that's it, boys.
Father of the year over here.
Oh, here we go. Turn it up. Turn it up.
I'm obviously being sarcastic. It's a stupid advice. Alistair on 133353. What is your I told you so?
I haven't had a chance to say it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yes. Ooh, it's an upcoming I told you so.
Upcoming, hopefully. One of my friends has joined a Ponzi scheme or a pyramid scheme.
Good. I like it.
What?
How do you know that it's that type of scheme?
Well, when she first mentioned it to me, I was a bit suspect.
Yeah.
And she was joining this group, and if other people joined and she recruited people, then down the track she would get $40,000 back.
Oh, yeah.
All she had to do was put $2,000 in.
Sounds good, just very social and a bit of cash as a bonus.
Yeah, well, it sounds easy, but the documentation that she was sent included a graph detailing how this wasn't a pyramid scheme, but didn't actually provide any examples of how it differed to a pyramid scheme, just detailed what the pyramid scheme was.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, you always
that's
know that.
Outrageous.
That's
outrageous. Send it through Alistair. Wouldn't mind having a read, though. I'm intrigued by that. Wouldn't mind some cash.
I'm sure there's more out there. 133353. I told you so's. They're fun. This is a new song here. Dean Lewis. Waves. You're on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. We have questions. I mean, not overly new, but it's new.
No, it's newish.
It's newish. Newish. That one's new for Triple M. Dean Lewis, Waves. If you want to have the say on the music that we play, by the way, you can head to triplem.com.au and become a Triple M Club member. We also have Flick It or Lick It coming up after 8:30 with a brand new Smashing Pumpkin song called Solara, which is very exciting.
It's bloody, we love new music here, isn't it, tonight, Tom? with, you know, Smashing Pumpkins.
It is Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
And, of course, Dean Lewis just there with Waves. We're going to get to an expert in violence very soon. He's from Vice. He's got a great web series that explains the psychology behind people who are just brutally horrible and violent. But before that, Tom, we've got another last minute I told you so. And I still haven't said that you're right with the Apple Watch?
Just you saying there's somewhere between regrets and I told you so.
Yeah.
And I like that. That's almost enough for me because you're a very stoic man.
Well, if you're a good friend, you'd get me the watch now to do a compare.
I got you a watch. I got you an Apple Watch 2 years ago and you made me return it.
I was younger. I didn't want to.
Sorry, I shouldn't have yelled. Shouldn't have yelled, anyway, children. I'm so sorry.
Anyway, let's stick off the watch stuff because it's tiring. But John, what was your I told you so moment?
Hey, guys. Hey. Ollie, it's your old neighbour.
Oh, John, mate. Jesus Christ. Old friend from the streets.
That was last night.
Yeah, mate, good one for the Dons.
Shut up.
That was last night.
You can catch up in your own time, John. Your friend's on Facebook.
This is our best chance to catch up.
So my biggest I told you so, boys. Yeah. Sorry, Tom, to keep you waiting that much. Biggest I told you so, anyone switching from Apple to Samsung, it is the biggest mistake you will ever make. Yeah. I did it. I regretted it. I went back to iPhone. I sell a lot of phones as a job, and a lot of people who make the switch, they come back to me going, oh my God, I hate this stupid phone.
Of course they do, because it's an inferior operating system, the old Galaxy, the old Androids.
What do you mean it's inferior?
It's just inferior. I mean, it's better if you know what you're doing, but not many people know what they're doing.
If a Dumbo's like you, if a Dumbo's like yourself, Tom, you're saying Apple's great, and maybe for me, but I'm actually looking at moving over to the Samsung. I've been thinking about Androids for a while, John. If it's a smarter system, I'm ready for that. I want to have more capabilities with my phone.
As soon as you got that smartwatch, Ollie, you just kept getting tweets on your wrist and you didn't know how to turn them off.
No, well, the icons weren't big and round and colourful and easy to use.
Up next, let's get into this amazingly intricate thing about violence. All right, the psychology behind why people commit crimes is up next.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Sometimes an answer leads to even more questions.
I got bitten by a redback on my private part.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
We have questions, Ollie, and we love to get experts in here to surmise different parts of the world and talk about things you normally wouldn't.
And answer the questions, Tom.
Better way to put it. Up next, we're talking violence from the guys from Vice. Take a listen.
Violence has always been part of my life. I've been in street fights, lost friends to gang violence, and family to war. As a nation, violence is justified, demonized, and sexualized. I want to explore violence, but to do so, I need to understand our relationship to it.
Up next, we're going to talk to Mahmoud Fazal, who's made this Vice documentary series called Violent Times, and we'll find out why people are violent. He's looked at the psychology behind it, and we'll get answers to those questions that we have, Ollie.
Bravo, Tom.
Better way of putting it. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, stick around. Jimmy Barnes, no second prize. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Very soon we'll jump in the pondering pond for deep thought of the week. We'll find out what's going on in that head of yours.
Sometimes, Tom, we love to go deep and to probe the big questions and explore the innate nature of humanity and the world we live in, Tom.
Oh, so true.
And today...
I didn't know we're already in the Bondering Bond.
No, I know, but this is actually based in truth, Tom, whereas your segment is just all farce.
All right.
We've got from Vice, he's a crime writer and filmmaker with a very detailed background, Mahmoud Fazal. Welcome to the studio.
G'day. What's happening?
Not much, mate. You've got a series out, a doco series on Vice, as I said, called Violent Times. Mm-hmm. Tell us why you've made this doco series, what your background is, and why you were motivated to make it.
Yeah, well, I've been exposed to different shades of violence my whole life, really. I grew up watching Van Damme movies, you know.
Yep.
I love that.
Wrestling?
I loved watching B-grade action movies like Steven Seagal and stuff.
Yeah, sick.
But then, I grew up in Dandenong and I saw real violence and it was very different, you know.
Yeah. So Dandenong's south of Melbourne, because we are for all those national listeners. It's not real gangster down there, but it's a bit of a rougher area.
In the early 90s, it was a real gangster. Like, it was probably one of the heroin capitals of Australia, actually.
Right.
Yeah, so there was it was pretty rough, you know.
And, you're a son of Afghan refugees. Mm-hmm. You spent your whole life here in Australia?
Yeah, I was born here, yeah.
Yeah. I guess, did your parents leave Afghanistan because of similar reasons?
Yeah, they left Afghanistan because of the Soviet invasion.
Right.
In the 80s.
So for your family, violence has just been a...
Yeah, violence was quite normalised for them. You know, they tell stories about having their neighbours' houses blown up and stuff like that. Like, people being murdered was quite normalised.
Right.
But then, yeah, they moved here for a better life. But growing up here, I think you get exposed to a much different type of violence. Yeah, it's nowhere near as
white collar violence, maybe?
Yeah, I don't
know. What could you call it?
Well, you were also an outlaw biker.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I did my degree and stuff like that, but then got corrupted.
Wow.
So degree came first and then outlaw biker?
Yeah, I got a degree in fine art and then...
Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't really get a job and I slipped into darker ways and got corrupted by bad friends and then spiraled out of control and I kind of consumed the violence and became quite violent as well. But it was more of a reaction, you know. There was a lot of racism around that time. This was around like just post Cronulla and stuff, and you know, it was my way of kind of embracing rebellion, and I thought it was the best way to be anarchic. I hated the system and I thought I was an outlaw and marginalized by the culture, and so I did, you know, the most violent act and the most violent kind of form of rejection, and that was joining an outlaw motorcycle club and basically telling everyone to get stuff.
How old were you at this time when you were
21?
21.
Wow. And how long were you
bad to the bone?
For a long time, I think. But I climbed the ranks pretty quickly. Like, I was a sergeant at arms at like 24 or something.
Right. What does that mean?
You're basically like the enforcer.
Whoa.
Yeah. But yeah, then I got my psychology degree because I saw a lot of violence, you know, a lot of people getting shot around that time. It was towards the end of the Nike bikey movement, you know, that kind of... Well, led to all the new laws and stuff like that.
I'm reading here that your interest in psychology and the psychology behind violence and the episodes on Vice, on the series, looks at the diverse reasons that drive violence and cause people to do violent things. Mm-hmm. What is your series that you've been filming? What has that found as to the motivators of violence?
It ranges depending on what the perpetrator's kind of, what form of violence that... Yeah, the person's perpetrating. The first episode is with a guy called Graham Abbott Henry, who was essentially an enforcer and hitman for Roger Rogerson, the most infamous crooked cop in New South Wales throughout the late 80s and early 90s.
Corruption.
So he was basically employed by the New South Wales police to inflict violence on drug dealers and illegal gambling rackets, and they just divided the profits between themselves.
Wow. So it was money kind of the driver?
Money was the drive to him, but it all kind of came collapsing because the power got to his head and he ended up stabbing a police prosecutor and cutting his throat at the back of a...
Jeez.
At the back of a pub, yeah.
Content warning. Retrospective content warning here.
Yeah.
We're speaking to Mahmoud Fazal, who's created a series on Vice called Violent Times. You can catch it at video.vice.com. We also now want to hear from you. Have you left a violent past behind? 133353. If you have been like Mahmoud, possibly, where you have had a violent past and you've just said, nah, you know what, this isn't for me, we'd love to hear your story.
A bit of a redemption story. Would you say that you had some kind of redemptive moment or you moved through that?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. My best friend got shot. So, yeah, it was pretty brutal, you know.
And that was a trigger for you, pardon the pun, but a trigger for you to change your ways.
Yeah, I don't think you can get more intense than that happening, for sure.
Amazing.
Well, Mahmoud, I can't wait to see all the rest of these episodes. What kind of people do we look at, and what type of crime?
Well, so the first one was the criminal element. The next episode is a guy called Paul Kale, who was one of the founding members of the 2nd Commando Regiment, which is an elite special forces combat unit. And it's the unit that's seen the most amount of violence and the most amount of casualties out of all of the combat outfits. So he's a pretty interesting guy and how he gets to
and that's sanctioned violence, I guess, because that's
it's state sanctioned violence, and he exposes himself to all sorts of really brutal things. Right.
Yeah. Incredibly interesting stuff. Video.vice.com, Violent Times it's called. Thank you so much, Mahmoud Fazal, for coming in here and exposing kind of this world with us.
No worries, mate.
It's insane stuff.
133353. Have you looked, turned your back on a violent past?
Have you left a violent past behind?
Have you found a new way of life?
133353. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Miss Free Love, 69. Hoota Gurus, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll ask you to flick it or lick it on a brand new Smashing Pumpkin song called Stellara. Around about 8:30, we'll be hitting play on that one, which is very exciting. It's Tom and Ollie.
Right now, Tom, we're joined by Mahmoud Fazal, who's hung around. He's from Vice. He's just released a doco series called Violent Times, and we've asked the question on 133353. And Mahmoud, these stories we might hear could relate to some of the stuff you've seen in your series.
Yeah.
But the question is, have you left a violent past behind?
Now, of course, if anything kind of triggers anything in your life, 13, 11, 14 Lifeline is there to speak as well, if there is any dark time.
Can I just ask before we get to the calls? Mahmoud, you did a psychology degree. Does the theory of psychology, and I mean, I've got a minor. I don't want to brag, but I've got a minor in psychology.
Here we go. So
did 4 units.
Nice.
Does the theory of psychology explain much about why people are violent?
Yeah, but it goes back to that whole nature-nurture debate, you know. It's right. A combination of things. I mean, there is certain studies that can explain really extreme, like the act of killing.
Right.
Apparently a lack in the prefrontal cortex, which is the front of your brain, has been tied to serial killers and people that commit quite gruesome acts of murder. They're able to kind of biologically determine that through scans and stuff. But
so their brain's just missing something or just not
connected?
It's
just lacking activity in the prefrontal cortex. Wow. So they've been studying that in the States, especially to deter quite violent offenders from facing the death penalty. So that's a way of getting around that.
Wow. Content warning, of course. Some of these things that we're talking about might be quite heavy, 13, 11, 14 as well, if you need it.
So then do you reckon the nurture side of things, when you grow up with violence, does that somehow also just blunt your awareness of violence or your care for it?
Well, what you're essentially saying is like exposure to violence. And the way soldiers get around that is by exposing themselves through quite small amounts and progressively exposing themselves to larger and larger amounts of violence. But what that does is, in the end, is it kind of creates this PTSD thing. Yeah. And what they found with, say, freedom fighters or people that think they're fighting for a cause, the reason they don't get PTSD is because they're able to rationalize that violent act in their head. Whereas in soldiers, rationalize it after it because they're trained to kill.
And just do it.
And just do it. But then once they come home, they lament on it and think about it. And then it starts to haunt them.
Wow.
We're speaking to Mahmoud Fazal, who's from Vice, who's got his series Violent Times. 133353. Have you left a violent past behind, Ray? You've done this?
Yeah, g'day. I used to live in New Zealand, and in the area that I'm from is like quite a poor area. It sort of makes Danny Long look quite tame, but it was a lot of sort of youth gang sort of styled sort of violence where a lot of guys would just fight each other just for fun, basically.
And you were involved, was fun. Were you, Ray?
Yeah, a lot. But it was mainly all my friends that were the guys that sort of it happened to, you know, because they're like Pacific Islanders and Maldives mainly.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a bit of a race-driven thing, but also just like a territory-driven thing, maybe even like a, you know, drug warfare sort of thing, like who gets to sell their drugs in that sort of area sort of thing.
Ray, did you always know it was wrong, or was there a particular point where you went, oh, actually what I've been doing is not good?
Well, you grew up around people that sort of like made it look cool to you.
Yeah.
And also like TV stylized it in a way that it's associated to yourself as being cool as well.
Yeah.
So I grew up in the era of like hip hop and gangster hip hop. And it made it feel like it was like a part of the culture.
Yeah. Well, and it kind of is, isn't it? Like, you know, the Public Enemy and NWA, those kind of stories we hear from America, it's all about violence.
And do you
is this because the African-American culture appealed to the Pacific Island culture in New Zealand?
Right.
There's always been a big debate around the influence of media. Do you think that songs and TV shows actually did have a negative effect?
Well, pop culture creates the way that we behave, really, doesn't it?
I think that's a fair point, right?
Yeah. Wow. Good stuff. Thank you very much for sharing, Ray. Ray, 133353. Have you left a violent past behind? We were going to go to Greg, but unfortunately, we'll go to. Yeah
let's
there
hear
we go.
From Greg.
Okay, let's hear from Greg. Content warning, of course. Greg, have you left a violent past behind?
Yes, I have.
Tell us about it, Greg.
Well, basically, I grew up in a pretty rough neighborhood, just like the last bloke said. And, every day you're just hearing about people getting bashed and stabbed and and hear about people doing drive-bys and stuff. So,
you ever have weapons, Greg, yourself, and use them?
I've never used them, but I did carry.
Right.
Wow. And so, what made you kind of leave this past behind?
Well, basically, I was sitting in a park by myself, and all my supposed friends wouldn't come and help me because I had nothing to offer them, and I got rolled, I got bashed, and then I realized that I was going downhill pretty fast, and I made the decision to go back to school, and I quit all the drugs, I quit all fights, I quit everything like that, and I moved to a different area, went back to school, and I met my future wife and got married and had kids and moved on from it all.
Wow. Well, Greg, full on stuff there. And can we just say to, again, Mahmoud Fazal, thanks for hanging around, man.
No worries, mate.
Thanks for having me. It's cool stuff. Check out the documentary series from Vice website. What is that, Tom?
Yeah, it's called Violent Times at video.vice.com. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Up next. It's the last day for our producer, Belle.
A change of tack from the violent, the full on stuff, to a bit more emotion. Belle, our producer. Another surprise for her to bid her farewell in the most romantic of fashions. So, Belle, don't go anywhere. And also, don't go anywhere.
Nice. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. White Wedding, Billy Idol, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. The pondering pond for Deep Thought of the Week is not far away, which is very exciting. Of course, it is what we like to call, Ollie, a Wacky Wednesday. And it's certainly wacky tonight, although it's a sad wacky, isn't it? Because
it's a sad wacky. You've had a few of those, haven't you? A few sad wackies in your time, Bainbridge, but that's okay. It's sad for all of us, Belle, because you're leaving us, our producer.
Yeah.
You found a better job, didn't you?
Yep. No.
You know what?
I'm joking.
Here we go. A better job.
Let me just remind you. Look, now you can go to Instagram and Facebook, by the way. Go to Tom and Ollie, and there's a highlights just of Belle. I mean, you love the camera. And it's all up there.
But do not put it on me. Every night you film me doing something.
This video montage is great because it reminded me, and go and check it out, of the time that you did a modelling course. We forgot about that.
Yeah.
What happened to that? You did a six-week...
Yeah, I kept it on the DL.
You did a six-week modelling course.
Yeah.
And what happened to it?
It was more than 6 weeks. It was 12 weeks.
You did 12 weeks of modelling?
No, but you didn't finish it, surely.
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Why aren't you a model? Why don't you look like a model?
Because I haven't. When you finish, you get your portfolio and stuff, and I just kind of popped it under my bed.
Oh my God. Why haven't we got that portfolio?
I'm not giving you that.
Do you want your final payout? You want to get that portfolio?
Are you saying that you're a failed model?
No. I'm saying that I voluntarily chose not to put myself out there. I did the course. It told me about posture and presentation of yourself.
Hasn't worked.
No, it hasn't. I still have really bad posture.
Slouchy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
like a teenager.
And, you know, how to pose in photos, which, you know, if you look at my Instagram, there is improvement.
Well, of course, producer Belle, we have a cry tally going tonight. We've already got one on the board. Because
There's one recorded, and then I did have one with Ollie before because...
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, a little preview with a video that you posted online. I saw about 2 seconds
of
it and
she heard
crying.
The start of the video, "Goodbye, my lover," which I do want to bring up, Tom. Can I just mention that now? The video of "Goodbye, my lover" of Belle, the best of... There's a lot of weird lyrics in that song. "Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one." And then
I have been the one for you guys.
Yeah, but the next line is, "I've watched you sleeping for a while." I mean, there's a lot of undertones to this song. I don't know why you chose that, Tom, but I look weird. And you've timed it so that I'm doing weird stuff.
Don't put it on Tom.
I'm hugging Belle in a normal way, and then you've done a weird thing like, "And I want to touch you."
Who said that I edited it?
Well, you did.
No, I didn't. It all came from you, mate.
I didn't.
You're the sicko that had all this footage on your phone. Anyway, the pondering pond's not far away. Thanks, producer Belle. You're doing good.
It's okay.
Nah, you're go away. Aww. Go away.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh. Don't worry, guys. I'm here. It's Wacky Wednesday.
Oh, I freaked out there.
Yeah, you would have, because it's Wacky Wednesday, mate. Who says you need to talk on the radio? It's wacky.
Just play background sounds.
Yeah, it's fun.
Tom.
No, shh.
I've got a comment on Facebook to read out over that music, actually.
Okay, cool.
Someone's messaged us in, not about the Belle, producer Belle montage video. It's actually just, it was pre-show.
Which is on the Facebook.
About 6 p.m. on Facebook, Jamie messaged in. Jamie said, So are Tom and Ollie actually friends IRL, which means in real life? Question mark. Because Ollie seems more like a frenemy, always putting Tom down and being a wanker. Ollie is a mean girl.
What?
Ollie is a mean girl. She finishes. Well, the truth is, Jamie, we're colleagues, not friends, so we're not here to be best buddies. And if I do shite can Tom, it's because he deserves it.
Deep thought of the week.
But thanks for your messages. We love your messages.
Is that your deep thought?
That's my deep thought. That's all I've got.
Well, that sound signifies, Ollie, for us to get our deep thoughts out of there. It's time to relax a bit. We'll jump in the pondering pond up next. But 133353, if you have a
deep thought of the week.
It's actually Producer Bell's voice, so that's a bit annoying. If you've got a deep thought of the week, one producer three, 133353 is our number. 133353 is what you can call to get involved with Deep Thought of the Week. Yes, it's Wacky Wednesday. Yes, it's Tom and Ollie. Yes, it's Triple M.
Good job, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Small town John Mellencamp, Triple M's number one development show here, Tom and Ollie. We'll be off for the next 2 weeks. This is our last show for a while. We're going on a little bit of a holiday. Well-earned break, some may say, but others may say you haven't worked long enough to have a break. And to them, I say, shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, okay, that's aggressive. But, you know, fair call. Holiday time.
Deep thought of the week.
I mean, this is where you really earn your cash, Tom. This segment here is where you earn your crust because you just, you say so much, you offer so much.
I call this the break before the break because we're going on a break.
The calm before the storm.
There's no storm. Just
this
flat.
This segment
just
will
flat.
Be a storm.
Just flat.
This
just
segment
flat
will be
water. It's pretty simple. You jump on the phone, 133353. You tell us your deep thoughts. Some people say shower thoughts. And they're just stealing this segment.
Oh, like you stole it.
Producer Bell.
Take that to your new team. Dickhead.
We have a like a work experience producer who does have a deep thought for us. Her name's Dirty D, but...
Double D.
She always stuffs up when she comes on air.
Oh, yeah. It's a disaster.
So we'll give her one last try, I suppose. Dirty D, do you have a deep thought of the week?
I'm probably going to stuff up now. Okay. My deep
wreck.
Thought
yeah.
is that a pancake
yeah.
is just a cake
yeah.
in a pan.
Deep thought of the week.
Is it?
Sarah on 133353, what's your deep thought?
Hello, guys. How are you?
Welcome to the Pondering Pond. And as I always have to say, are you naked?
I mean, I don't usually choose to swim naked, but that's just for the sanity of everyone else, let's be honest.
No.
It's more of like a old school, like a Greek bathhouse. That's what I, you know... use as a metaphor for that.
I feel like saying let's get naked, but also I feel like saying that I might get arrested if we do. So
amnesty.
I better not.
All right. Okay. Well, as long as you're in the zone, go for it.
Well, actually, my thought was, is water actually wet?
Go on.
Well, like, you know how everyone always discusses the topic whether the water is actually wet, because technically fish aren't wet in the water. They're just in the water, but they're not actually wet.
So you're saying you need to be out of a large body of water to be wet. So you're saying that there's a certain time that when it no longer is just water and it's wetness.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And when's that point? Because if you're in a shower, are you wet? I would say yes.
Well, I mean, I would say yes too, but then if you're jumping into a large body of water, I mean, technically you're going, like, you're not wet when you're under the water. You're only wet when you come out of the water.
Yeah, kind of.
Deep thought of the week.
I like it. Take a pair of complimentary slippers.
Thank you.
I can't add to that. I spilt some red wine on a white shirt this weekend, over the weekend, and I managed to suck off the wine droplets, leaving no mark. So does that add to the theory?
No, it just adds to your punsiness. Scott, you got a deep thought for us. Welcome to the Pondering Pond.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Mate, it's all good.
Yes, it's baffled me and pondered me for
some time, yeah, is that the word number,
yeah,
is spelled N-U, but when it's abbreviated, it's N-O.
Isn't it absurd?
Deep thought of the week.
Scott, how many years have you pondered that?
40.
40 years? Would it change your life if I told you it's simply Italian for nombre?
My God, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wait, how do you know that?
Mate, I went to university. I've got a double degree in teaching and art.
Shit, that's the smartest thing you've ever said.
Deep thought of the week.
Mate, I'm going to Mensa. We all learned that last week when you, Bell, our producer, and I did a test. I was the smartest.
Oh, amazing.
It's stuff like that.
133353. If you've got a deep thought of the week, join us in the Pondering Pond. Up next, Dolly, I have a political deep thought of the week.
Wow. But by the way, has Scott never just got on Google and asked that? If you've wondered for 40 years, there are means and ways these days of finding out stuff.
There is a line where it becomes Google worthy or just deep thoughts. Yeah. It's like, come on, mate, you're just lazy. 133353, jump on that phone. Join us here for Wacky Wednesday. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Metallica's Enter Sandman, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hey, if you like music, don't go anywhere. Within the next 10 minutes, I'm going to hit play on the brand new Smashing Pumpkins song called Solara. That's right. This was only released last week, and you're going to have your say in a thing that we like to call Flick It or Lick It. You're with Tom and Ollie's Triple M.
What's your favourite?
That's right, Tom and Ollie's Triple M.
Oh,
I've just owned the station.
Good switch up on a Wacky Wednesday. So. Yeah, what's your favourite Smashing Pumpkins song?
Probably
1979.
Love it.
Yeah, so that's mine. All right, well, deep thought of the week, Tom. Yeah, that's what you do know how to do.
Deep thought of the week.
Get back to your core stream, your core values. Don't shush me, you pig. You're a pig.
Don't make pig noises in the pondering pond.
Oh, sorry, I thought that was it's you, Tom. Sorry, I got confused. I thought the star had been released.
I didn't know that we allowed dickheads in the pondering pond.
There's no
but
sign.
Apparently we
There's
do.
There's no sign that says no dickheads. Just says no...
No dickheads.
Yeah, it says no hooking up. No flirting.
Hey, if you don't know what this is, basically we have deep thoughts. And you do too, so you jump on 133353. You therefore have joined us in the pondering pond. And you get your deep thought out there. Ollie, a political one now. This certainly isn't from Reddit.
No.
But someone from Reddit said, kill for them and they give you a medal. Kill for yourself and they put you in prison.
Deep thought of the week.
I tuned out.
You know,
sorry.
That is like a big...
I was reading Maurice's on
big
Facebook.
F you to the system, you know?
Yeah, it definitely is. I didn't hear it, but Maurice said, look, Maurice always has nice comments. So I take this comment from him at face value. He said, can a gay guy lose their virginity to another gay guy or do they stay virgin forever?
What?
He's looking for the moral scientific answer. Do we just pass that one out? It's like, you're off the mark there.
Why would you read that out?
I was reading
it. It's so idiotic.
Is it? Is it? Yes, it is.
Deep thought of the week.
Do you read anything before you put it to air, mate?
No, straight to air. That's my policy, straight to air.
Spike on 133353. Welcome to the Pondering Pond.
How you going, fellas?
Yeah, really good, mate. It's good having your sexuality.
Mate, I often wonder. Yeah, okay.
You go. Yeah, no, that's fine.
No, he called us.
You've got Wagga Wagga, Curry Curry, and Woi Woi. And you can get away with saying, I come from Wagga. But I've never really heard anyone saying, I come from Curry or I come from Woi. Can you get away with it?
Deep thought of the week.
Very local, but let's try it.
No.
I come from Curry.
No.
Nah, doesn't work, does it?
No, you sound like an Indian.
Yeah, okay. Good. Oh, we went there.
Okay.
Yeah,
great. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, it's good.
What is this?
Killing it. deep thought is... Lucky you have your own thoughts that really helm this ship, Tom, and really keep the deep thoughts
Mate, listen to this.
Strong.
People who say YOLO then proceed to do something extremely dangerous apparently don't care that YOLO.
Yeah, but the point is that you live
deep thought of the week.
There's two ways of looking at that, isn't there?
Shut up. Spencer, welcome to the Pondering Pond.
Good afternoon, Tom and Ollie.
Good afternoon, indeed.
Probably more like evening.
It is a very good afternoon.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, I've always pondered when I've been buying my flour to make goodies, but why is self-raising flour called self-raising when you actually have to work the glutens in it for it to rise?
Sure.
Deep thought of the week.
Don't really get it, but that's fine. Don't really know how self-raising flour works. So.
Well, yeah, neither.
Matt.
Bell.
Gentlemen, I've just taken my shorts off and I'm in the pond.
Good.
Oh, you're naked, are you, Matt?
Absolutely.
It's about time someone got naked. That's why. That's how we're getting bad deep thoughts. Everyone's stressed.
Yeah.
I just want to know why traffic lights are red, yellow and green when red, yellow and blue are the prime colours.
Deep thought of the week.
Matt, would you really rather have blue over green?
Well, green is the grass, and we see that so much in the background.
I think you know that green is grass, mate.
Deep thought of the week.
A lot of green going on there.
Oh, good. Nice stuff. Well, that's the Pondering Pond over again.
Good one.
Was it? Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Jesus Christ. Dire Straits with Lady Writer. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Our Lady Writer, who writes on our whiteboard here, is our producer, Belle. Now, by the way, we're going to...
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good segue. By the way, we are going to press play on the brand new Smashing Pumpkins song, Solara. It was only released last week, and we'll have your say in Flick It or Lick It. But yeah, you do write things for us, Belle. You write them pretty badly. You usually get the spelling wrong. Because you're a bad speller. I mean, you're the stupidest one out of the three of us, we found out by doing a Mensa
test. Okay, 1 point. 1 point.
One point matters, doesn't it?
Well, you're only 1 point smarter than me, so.
Well, there was only 1 second between first and last place in the Winter Olympics of 1986.
Sorry, Tom. No, shut up.
That's not true.
Belle was 20, you're 21. You're both lower 20 dwellers.
I was 27 years old, thank you.
No, I'm talking about the numbers, the Mensa numbers.
I know, I was having fun.
Look, now don't distract. Belle, we have posted a video of you on Instagram and Facebook. I'm surprised to say a lot of love coming in for you.
At Tom and Ollie with a Y?
Yeah, check it out.
Sorry, you're surprised to see a lot of love.
Well, I'm being cheeky. Sonia says, so sad to see you go, Belle. Oh. You will leave us some great memories, some not so great, i.e. the waxing. Ollie's crack waxing. You were getting very close on that night, weren't you?
I saw a bit too much on that night.
You did. Is that why you're quitting?
I'm scarred.
Is there a HR report file?
No, it was so fine. It was my fault.
Oh, your girlfriend has said so sad, but onto bigger and better things, Belle. What's with that? By the way,
she's onto it.
Where are you going?
I'm not saying.
Where are you going?
It doesn't matter. You'll just say it anyway.
Triple J.
Don't.
Come on, you can at least say that loud on the show. Triple J.
No. I'm serious. Don't.
I'm serious.
Okay.
When have we listened
well,
to you?
Well,
Belt. Never. This is why I'm leaving.
We have got a bit of a montage for you, mate.
Oh, great.
Now, we have a cry telly going. Ollie thinks that you'll cry 3 times before the end of the show. I said 4, and our mate Martin said 5.
Well, it's been 1, isn't it?
Well, unofficially. Well, I mean, officially there was 2. There was a bonus one that was hidden away. Anyway, the montage captures as much as we can of you in the show. Hard to do.
And yeah? Are you just doing this just to make me cry? It's not because you actually care.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's see if you cry in this one.
I don't know about you guys. I know that, Ollie, you've got the nickname Quickie Monster.
Oh, no, content warning.
But
one time.
It's good.
I think everyone needs to slow down and just take some time to just be with that person.
What?
Go home and Google the vagina. Oh. Gentle and light. Way more effective than slapping and rubbing.
Slapping and tapping.
Beautiful.
And that is how to please women in the bedroom.
Oh, I'm outside. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, can you see that we have left the studio?
You're in charge now, mate.
Is this actually on air?
This is actually on air, Belle. You're freaking out, I can see. You're freaking out, mate.
So,
what I need you to do, I need you to go around to the panel, all right? This is what I need you to do. I need you to bring down hot key fader number one.
Is this actually happening?
Yes, this is actually happening. Bring down hot key fader one. All right. Have you done that?
Hot key fader, yep.
And then just hit play next. Go.
Tom and Ollie.
Yes!
On Triple M.
Know that you guys mean a lot to me and this show does as well. I do feel like I've broken up with you guys and it was pretty awful telling you.
Good luck, but good riddance because we'll be stronger without you.
Tell everyone that you have cried.
Oh, I did cry.
I cried.
I cried.
See you later. I'm out.
God.
I don't know. Are you fake crying?
No. Why would I be fake crying, Mel?
You're just trying to make me cry.
He's actually crying.
No, he's not.
It's just that you've done so much for this show.
Bill, you're going to cry or not?
I don't know if he's real crying or fake.
The best radio break of them all.
I thought you actually cared.
We're not
sad.
I
don't care. Come on, mate.
Pump.
Jesus Christ.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Two best mates.
I'm sick of you.
Oh, yeah?
And 3 hours of questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
It's not often that we ask you to have your say on the music, but I reckon it's time to give it a crack.
Tom and Ollie, flick it or lick it.
It's pretty simple. We play you a song and then you go, oh, yeah, I love it. I'm going to give that a lick. Or you go, oh, no, that's shit. I'm going to give it a flick. I'm going to flick it away.
Tonight, Tom, it's Smashing Pumpkins, but not with that song, with a brand new one, Solara. Pretty good there, wasn't it? Just came out, this week.
Not 1979?
No, it didn't come out in 1979, and it's not called Disarm. That's enough of the cheap puns. But have a listen.
But it'll be coming in like a bullet with butterfly wings.
Oh, yeah, good try. They're embarking on a tour as well, which is pretty exciting. Mm. The shiny and oh-so-bright North American Arena Tour.
Yep.
Very specific. Here's your choice or your chance now to have a say. Flick it or lick it on the new one from Smashing Pumpkins, Solara, 133353. Call now as you hear it play out live.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Solara, Smashing Pumpkins, a new one from those guys. It's Triple M. It's Tom and Ollie, and we're asking you to flick or lick that song, 133353.
Tom and Ollie, flick it or lick it.
Yeah, baby.
It's their first new song in 18 years, Tom.
What?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yep.
Cool.
By founding member Billy Corgan, James, and Jimmy, who are also in the band. Okay.
133353.
133353. What are your thoughts? We need to know where you stand on that one. Otherwise, we don't know to keep thrashing it, or do we ditch it?
It's a bit different from their older stuff, isn't it? I mean, let's take a listen to Bullet with Butterfly Wings. That's kind of similar.
Pretty similar.
Okay, how about 1979?
Raging guitars.
Oh, that's kind of similar as well. How about Tonight Tonight?
Okay, you're just playing all their songs now?
All right, okay, so it's like a similar vein to all their other songs. I get it. It's called Solara. It's the new song.
I don't think you know music, Tom. I don't think you have any idea about music, to be honest. This is, they've got 9 studio albums and over 30 million albums sold to date. So that's a lot of albums. They're a very influential band. And look, I'm keen for new music from these guys. The whole album would be cool.
Well, mate, we, as we say on this station, always give it a lick. As presenters of the music, we always lick the music.
I'm looking at it right now, Tom. Mm. Let's go to Joel on 133353. Flick it or lick it on the new Smashing Pumpkins, Joel.
That's a flick, mate. 30 million albums, you're kidding me.
Mate, you can't flick it. You got to lick it.
No way.
Okay, great. Thank you.
No, get him back.
Oh, really? All right.
That's radio.
Producer Bell, what's our percentage of calls for flicks or licks? What do we got here?
Oh, it's a luscious.
Build it up. Final tally.
Okay. Yeah, come on.
A luscious 100%.
Yeah.
Flick it.
Oh, gosh. What?
You didn't get out. We looked it.
Yeah, we looked
you
it.
You didn't get, count
yours
out?
Don't count.
You don't count our vote.
No. Huh. Yours have never counted.
Oh.
God, the truth comes out now with Belle, doesn't it? She's leaving. Yours has never counted.
100% flick. God, how many calls do we have to get 100%? That's insane. You want to have your say on the music? You don't just have to do it in Flick It or Lick It. You can join the Triple M Club at triplem.com.au. That's the only or the second way you can have your say on the music. Up next, Ollie.
Can I ask a question right now, 133353?
What? No, we're gonna tease to what's up next. We're going to get people to stick around in their cars, you know, walk them through the song.
Yeah, I want them to call now for this.
What?
What's something that adults, that you believe adults shouldn't be doing? What is something you believe adults shouldn't be doing? Because I saw something today from a guy at the pool. I saw a guy getting changed.
Okay.
That's okay. But it's what he was wearing that I wonder whether he, as an adult, should be doing that. So I'm just trying to gauge, is there a certain behavior where you think, you know what? Adults are done with that behavior. Stop doing it.
133353. Give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Running down a dream, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Triple M's Tom and Ollie will make it saucy after 9 o'clock in Naughty After Nine. It's our Producer Belle's last show. Producer Belle, can you just jump on your microphone right now? Because we've got a cry tally going for tonight for how many times you're going to cry during the show. You're not crying now.
Belle, how are you feeling?
Blue.
Oh, Producer Belle, why are you crying so much?
Because I just realized that there's only going to be one more hour with you guys.
Yeah, well, you chose to leave us, so. Let that sink in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
and that's why she's leaving. Because you're an asshole. Tom, before we get...
We will farewell Belle in the only way that we know how, by getting a band to sing a song very soon.
We've got a huge band playing a cover. But Tom, I just want to, before we get naughty, ask this question. Should adults be... ... Fill in the blank, right? And that's a question. So there's behaviours, I believe, that, you know, are childlike, and that's for kids, and adults shouldn't do them.
Yeah.
Here's one. Today, I was getting changed at the change rooms.
Swimming pool. Yep.
No phones. That's the rule. That's just a side note. That's not part of the story. annoying, though, because you want to get your phone out sometimes and you can't.
Yeah.
But this guy was getting changed and he pulled down his pants to reveal his undies. Okay. And here's where I question, should adults be wearing something? Because what are your thoughts on Y-front undies, for starters? Y-fronts being tight little, I would say boyish undies. Compared to your trunks that have legs.
You're talking about a brief.
Well, I think they're called Y-fronts, but sure. Yeah, so the briefs have legs.
Oh, briefs have legs?
Whatever. Legs or no legs.
A bikini. A bikini brief.
Well, it's the man version of a bikini.
They're
Y-fronts because they have a Y-front.
Okay, sure.
Yes?
Yep. I'm okay. I'm okay with them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you wear them sexually.
Well, they're kind of a dad thing, aren't they?
They're not very sexy. Anyway, to make matters worse, this guy had Superman Y-fronts. Grown man, Superman Y-fronts, the full, like, you know, look at me, I'm Superman. Yeah, you're not. You've got a gut.
Yeah,
so, you know, fix the rig if you're going to wear those undies. Hashtag fix the rig or don't wear them.
Yeah, great. Coming from a man who can eat whatever the hell he wants and not get any type of fat on his body.
Perfect form, perfect condition, very fit, happy to say it. So I don't think adults should be wearing such Y frontage.
Okay, how about this?
Y a frontage, more like it.
I saw an adult riding a scooter the other day down the street for transportation. I don't think adults should be riding scooters. Should adults be riding scooters, Ollie?
Should adults? I've seen it happen and it does make you go... Are you regressing? Are you going through a phase in life where you're just like, you know what? I want to zoom down the road on two wheels.
It's not okay. 133353.
Where are they going? 7-Eleven to get a chocolate bar and a cheap soft drink that's not even cold?
Finish this sentence. Should adults be... ... Richard, you got one?
Yeah, adults should not be using text speak. Things like, oh my God, lol.
No,
you've just don't do it.
Hole in one there. You've got it in one.
BRB for a second, guys. I've just got to go do something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm back, though.
Oh, yeah, good.
That was quick.
Lol.
Lel. Lel's lel? If you're even ahead of the game, Richard, you say lel because you're making fun of lol.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. No, I'm, you know, in my 40s, so well beyond that sort of thing.
Who in your life is doing this, Richard?
I've got a couple of mates who do it, and I purposely... You know, make long sentences just to annoy them.
Tom, your boyfriend says lol a lot on text.
He does say lol a lot, but he's not a full Well, he is an adult.
He's an adult. How old is he?
He's an adult. He's 27.
27, yeah, he's an adult. All right, Richard, G2G,
yeah, but
mate.
He's like a young man more, isn't he?
Yeah.
Producer Bell, did we just get you crying again? Oh, that's right. She is crying again. So we're up to...
That's the same cry, though, as about a minute ago. You can't separate those cries.
Oh, no, nah, she was pretty bad.
Old mate Martin, who's watching the show, loves the show, he's saying four.
Four cries?
He's on Cry Watch, so there you go.
How about this one? Should adults be... ... playing with Lego? You know, getting the Lego sets.
What if you're really smart though, and you're using it to really make some cool shit
or some big coin because you're a collector?
Oh yeah,
fair enough. Adam,
adults should not wear hats backwards.
Oh yeah, spot on. And particularly if it's like a Monster energy drink hat.
Oh, for sure.
That kind of thing. That's who's doing it, isn't it?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
133353. Should adults be... ... Give us a call. Tom and Ollie
on Triple M. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, baby. It's not Naughty After Nine just yet. We still have a very big surprise for our producer, Belle, who is leaving us. We got a big band into the studio, Ollie, to rewrite one of their classics, all for our producer, Belle, who is leaving.
Not into this studio, into a recording studio, so it's actually a high-quality song.
That's insane.
Because Belle is leaving, but just before we get to that, Tom, we are going to hear one more of these should adults be from Gary. Gary, what should adults be doing or not doing?
Hello?
You're on air, Gary.
Yep.
How you going, bud?
Yeah, good, Gary. Good, Gaz. How are you, Gaz?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Are you sad Belle's leaving?
Yeah, it's devastated.
Yeah, same as us.
So genuine.
Go on.
Yeah. Okay. Skateboards. If you've got facial hair, get off a skateboard. What is wrong with you?
If you've got facial hair, get off a skateboard.
Yeah. As soon as you grow facial hair, that's it, you're done.
Yeah, mate.
Skateboarding.
The nation was thinking it, and you've put voice to it.
Yeah, that's it. Mm. Yeah, it's just
what was that? It just says ska here. I thought Gary was going to say ska music, SKA, but that was short.
You know what? Can no one call for the rest of the night so that producer Belle has that call as the final call that she puts to our show?
Is that why she's crying? Because that call got put to air.
Your last big cock up, Belle. Imagine that. That'd be hilarious. Nah, he's all right.
Your last
up next,
big cock up.
That big, big band rewrote a song for you, producer Belle. You'll be hearing it next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Walk This Way, Run DMC versus Aerosmith. Tom and Ollie on Triple M, the number one development show on this station. Producer Belle, Walk This Way, out of the building towards your other job at some other disgusting triple...
Let's just say another triple station. We won't even name them this
gross.
Time. A lot of outpouring of love for you, Belle, as you do farewell us after 18 months in the job. On Instagram, Magnetize said, going to miss Belle Jackson and Belle Spells every day. Mahalia said, she's my favourite on the team. Craig said, Belle, thanks for making the show. It's hard to soar like eagles when you're surrounded by those turkeys, lol.
David said, hope Belle is okay.
He ruined a great quote by putting lol at the end of it.
Hope Belle is okay. And Belle, I wish you all the best in your new role.
Mm. Oh, Joey says, why, Belle, why?
Well, they can all follow me and listen to the new
show. Joey says, why, producing. Belle?
No, don't you dare steal any of our audience.
No. Go and unfollow Belle. If you followed Belle from our show because you found her here, go and unfollow her now.
Oh, no, don't.
Because she'd hate the numbers are important to her.
Oh, yeah.
They're not.
We got a massive band into one of the studios here in the station to get back together, sing one of their classics and rebrand it to your leaving.
Hard to do because a lot of the members of this band have passed away. So we really had to scrounge together.
I appreciate it.
Mate, had to get holograms. It was full Tupac style for a bit there. Real Coachella.
It was really fun.
But Tom, let's hit play on Belle, and this is a farewell to you.
From ACDC.
She's been busy taking calls, making sure that you're not drunk or high, writing words, spelling sucks, an IQ score of 95.
Just below average.
Don't be angry, don't be sad, make sure your desk is packed up too. Sexy voice!
Oh, yeah.
Hear me now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Isn't it going to be sad?
Yeah. Like, this is your last Naughty After Nine as well.
Oh, she is actually crying again. Oh, no, Producer Belle, you need to say something. Come on, mate. Just say anything.
Say something nice.
Come on.
It's really nice. I love you guys.
Say something more.
I don't know. It's really nice. It's better than the present I got you, a cardboard cutout of myself.
Just say anything, Producer Belle.
I like that.
Thank you for everything.
Sorry, no. Goodbye to Belle. Woo, everyone.
What?
To Triple J?
Oh, gross.
Oh,
go away, you hipster. Disgusting.
Oh, you fool.
Gross music. Oh, that's from Triple J.
Never call again.
You can't say that.
Why not?
Because.
It's true, though. Everyone who listens to Triple J is a flog.
Tom.
Shots fired from Bainbridge.
Dump that.
Mate, shots fired. I'm not dumping shit.
We should do a parody. Of what Triple J sounds like. That's sick.
Oh, we would never stoop so low.
Our time's worth more than that.
Yeah.
But good on you guys.
Yeah, good. Have fun. Have fun with her. Yeah. Have fun with her. Look after her. She's fragile, you'll notice. Especially when she starts to wake up early in the mornings. Jeez, that's going to be shit for you, Producer Belle. No, we mean everything that we say. Yes, all of that was true.
I love you guys.
Okay, shut up. Up next, Naughty After Nine, Tom and Ollie, Triple M.